Welcome to BTR News on Black Talk Radio Network. This is Scotty Reed reporting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. To begin, there are updates related to the protests surrounding the police killing of Keith Lamont Scott in Charlotte, North Carolina in 2016. Unicorn Riot is reporting that charges are being dropped against activists and protesters stemming from the Charlotte uprising that occurred in Charlotte, North Carolina after the police shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott in 2016. Lack of evidence is being cited in some of the cases where the defendants refused to take a plea deal, as some had taken from the Mecklenburg County District Attorney's Office. Over 100 arrests occurred during the 2 days of protests that activists say was an attempt to suppress their freedom of speech and the right to protest and get people off the street in uptown Charlotte. Two of the activists, Glo Merriweather and Leala Lopez, were scheduled to go on trial in August of 2018 and were charged with a felony inciting to riot and a misdemeanor assault on a government official. Lack of evidence on the felony charge and the inability of the Charlotte officer to identify his alleged attackers were cited as reasons to dismissing the charges 2 years after the fact. Merriweather was identified as a suspect after she was interviewed by the press, in which she stated that she witnessed Charlotte riot police shooting and killing protester Justin Carr, for which Raekwon Boerum has been charged, who has been held since 2016 awaiting his trial scheduled for December of 2018.
Why you spraying her ass?
Because she got tear gas.
This is a concoction with milk and magnesia and water to save it.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
She got blood on her. She's got the dead man's blood on her.
Tell me what happened.
We were walking by where the SWAT is on the other side, and they started shooting bullets at us and throwing tear gas, and this guy got hit.
Move your light, Alan.
And they wouldn't let us move him.
What am I seeing right there? I
see red. He got hit in the in the head.
What is that red I see?
It's blood. They wouldn't let us move him.
Why did they start shooting? Were there people getting violent? What happened?
No, it was because people were coming up from the epicenter to, like, trade and try on. And, like, they, I don't know, like, just started throwing tear gas at us.
What?
Like, it was a march.
This was a peaceful protest. This was a peaceful protest. Peaceful protest.
Can we get your name, please?
Yeah, what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Gloria Merriweather.
Gloria what?
Merriweather.
Spell it for me.
Merriweather.
Thank you. And your name?
Ty Little. TaiLittle.
And y'all live in Charlotte?
Yes.
Y'all students here?
No.
No.
We're working.
What's going through your mind? Help me understand why you're emotional.
The whole reason we had to protest was because somebody was shot, unarmed. Another unarmed person is shot today. Makes me sick. It doesn't have to be like this.
Why not?
Because you can give the people what they need. You know, they want to stop being murdered. They want good education. We don't have to do this.
We want accountability. We want accountability. We want peace. We want to be able to walk the streets of our own neighborhoods that we pay good tax dollars for in peace, knowing that our children are going to come home safe.
We're like
knowing that our
people
husbands are going to come home safe. Knowing that we're going to come home safe. And if we can't peaceably protest, which is our constitutional right, without being gunned down, that is a problem.
Another activist was charged with inciting a riot after streaming the first night of protests live over Facebook, which was viewed over 2 million times and cited as the reason more people turned out to protest the police killing of Keith Lamont Scott. Organizers believe that is the reason King Mills was targeted for prosecution. King Mills is scheduled to go on trial November the 3rd in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. Keith Lamont Scott was a 43-year-old father of seven sitting in his vehicle waiting on one of his children's school bus when he was confronted by police who were at the apartment complex to serve a warrant on another individual. Police claimed that they saw Scott rolling a marijuana blunt and then raising a handgun while sitting in his vehicle. Scott was, according to his family, suffering a traumatic brain injury, which occurred during a motorcycle accident and had trouble communicating. A video captured portions of the incident, and Scott was seen backing away from officers after getting out of his vehicle after an officer attempted to break the window. Scott was shot and killed by Officer Brentley Vincent, who was deemed justified in his use of force that resulted in Scott's death. We will continue to follow these cases and update you as needed. NFL players involved in protesting police violence and oppression get in heated exchange. Two NFL players who participated in the Colin Kaepernick-inspired national anthem protest before games got into a heated exchange before the start of the contest between the Carolina Panthers and Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. Eric Reed, who was the first to join Kaepernick in kneeling during the national anthem, was signed by the Carolina Panthers after being out of football for 2 years, which is the subject of his collusion lawsuit against the NFL. Reed has continued kneeling during the anthem and confronted Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles before the start of the game over, quote, selling out, unquote, Kaepernick and the movement he inspired to bring attention to the issue of police violence in the United States. According to a report by Fox News, the bad blood between the two men stems from Reed splitting from Jenkins, the Players Coalition, after the organization sought to have the protest during the national anthem stopped if the NFL made donations to causes the group supports. Jenkins' group and the NFL agreed to a deal in which the league would donate around $90 million to organizations supported by the players.
You exchanged words with Malcolm Jenkins. You want to explain what that was about?
No.
Does it have anything to do with the disagreement about the Players Coalition?
He's a sellout.
Why do you say that?
He's a sellout. Yes.
What do you
say specifically to you to get this
down? No, his actions speak louder than his words.
Reed also reportedly wasn't happy that Colin Kaepernick was excluded from the meetings on the issues. We believe a lot of players should have stepped up for Colin, Reed said after the game. I believe Malcolm capitalized on the situation. He co-opted the movement that was started by Colin to get his organization funded. It's cowardly. He sold us out. Kaepernick expressed his support for Eric Reed on Twitter, while Jenkins chose to remain silent on Reed's accusations. Georgia voters concerned about election rigging and governor's race. Non-white voters in the state of Georgia are very concerned about the upcoming elections and fear the election is being rigged by one of the candidates for governor. Republican Brian Kemp, who was also the Secretary of State in Georgia and oversees the election in which he is also a candidate, has refused to resign his position given the conflict of interest and high stakes. Kemp also is being accused of voter suppression in his race for governor against lawmaker Stacey Abrams. According to the Daily Beast, the two candidates for governor are locked in a statistically tied race, and an AP report recently revealed that 53,000 Georgia voter registrations are on hold under the state's new exact match standard, which Kemp championed through the Georgia legislature in 2017. Kemp apparently has a long history of suppressing democracy in Georgia, and his office has purged over 1.4 million voter registrations since 2012. Nearly 670,000 registrations were canceled in 2017 alone. Two main policies overseen by Kemp have drawn criticism and legal challenges: Georgia's exact match registration verification process and the mass cancellation of inactive voter registrations. According to a report by USA Today and the Associated Press, under the exact match policy, information on voter applications must precisely match information on file with the Georgia Department of Driver Services or the Social Security Administration. Election officials can place non-matching applications on hold. An application could be held because of an entry error or a dropped hyphen in a last name. For an example, Appling Nunez says she never saw any notice from Kemp's office indicating a problem with her application. An analysis of the records obtained by the Associated Press reveals racial disparity in the process. Georgia's population is approximately 32% black, according to the U.S. Census, but the list of voter registrations on hold with Kemp's office is nearly 70% black. According to voting pessimists, voting doesn't matter, but it is hard to fathom that one would go to such lengths to suppress the votes of non-white voters if voting doesn't matter. It simply doesn't make much sense to prevent people from doing something that will have no effect on election outcomes. This has been Scotty Reed reporting, asking you to support independent media and the work of the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project by making a donation today. Join me for live broadcasts for New Abolitionist Radio on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern.